And as far as school choice and charter schools, this is what's hot right now in Virginia, because people are sick and tired of being told that they can't have a say in their schools, that our schools are there to re-engineer and recalculate how our kids believe, that we ought to show our fourth and fifth graders about transgender issues, that we need to teach people, our little kids, about pronouns. I mean, give me a break. People are tired of it. I said 10 months ago, I think on your show right here, that this election wasn't going to be about the economy. It was going to be about our culture. And that is what's happening, I think, in Virginia, but I think it's going to transcend to the rest of the country in 2022. It will not be a race about the economy. It'll be a race about culture and what we are as Americans, and that's what's happening.
Reince Priebus earlier today on Fox News Channel, and it's almost universal. I mean, the reaction has been euphoric. This was a major win in a state that borders right on the District of Columbia. And what Glenn Youngkin did was nothing short of a Virginia miracle. It really honestly was, to come from whatever he was, 16 points back, something like that. And he came back and he won. And he won decisively. And he won in a lot of Democrat strongholds. People that crossed over and voted Republican. And they won all the constitutional offices. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a candidate for Nevada governor. If we believe the high priest of vaccinations, Dr. Fauci Mengele, it's time to submit to his commands again. So you put your face mask on, you take your face mask off. You do the wishy-washy, and you get your COVID shot, because controlling you, that's the agenda they've got. And Steve Sisolak? He's okay with that, because he's not really a Nevada governor. He's a proud Soviet-style commissar. Unlike Steve Sisolak, I am a medical doctor. I know COVID is a serious threat. That's why it's got to be handled right. If you elect me governor, I'm going to assemble a truly balanced and ethical expert panel. And together, we'll protect our children and stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Republicans' big win in Virginia on Tuesday also marked an historic first in the Old Dominion.
Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin's not the only one making election news in Virginia. Republican Winsome Sears is now the Commonwealth's first female lieutenant governor and the first woman of color to win statewide office. The former Marine had a brief stint in electoral politics 20 years ago in the General Assembly, and more recently was the national chairperson for Black Americans to re-elect President Trump. Sears ridiculed mask mandates during the primary. Her campaign stressed her pro-life record as a Christian, support for the Second Amendment, and highlighted her background as a Jamaican immigrant campaigning against illegal immigration and rejecting the notion that the nation is plagued by systemic racism. At an early morning victory party in Chantilly, Sears says what you are looking at is the American dream. I'm Jennifer King.
University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato says Democrats got a strong message on Election Day.
This is a very high DEFCON rating for Democrats. That's what this small midterm election was.
Both parties now focusing on the 2022 midterms. Arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court today over New York State's tight restrictions on gun ownership, actually on packing guns on your person as you go out and about in public. During arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts says he questions the state's requirement. Those wanting to carry concealed weapons have to get a license.
You don't have to say when you're looking for a permit to speak on a street corner or whatever that, you know, your speech is particularly important. So why do you have to show, in this case, convince somebody that you're entitled to exercise your Second Amendment right?
Children age 5 to 11 now getting their vaccines around the country.
Now that we have his first shot today, life can start becoming good again.
Brian Giglio says it's a relief now to have his 8-year-old son vaccinated against COVID-19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. It's not nice, but I told you so. In February, I was saying that abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a cornerstone of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy, and that the Biden administration attack on the oil and gas industry would inevitably result in bringing that economic boom to a screeching halt. Reduced supply of anything always results in higher prices, but higher energy costs move through the economy like a tidal wave, causing price increases in everything, beginning with the price of gasoline for your car and gradually affecting even the price of groceries. Tractors burn fuel to raise crops. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tires can go a long way, whether you're driving on the track or just on the road. Properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with the safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
It's 105. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Stern words from the Clark County Commissioner Michael Naft, the best to describe the situation. This was not an accident. It was a choice. Former Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs now faces felony charges in connection with yesterday morning's fiery crash, which killed a 23-year-old local woman. Police officials say Ruggs was speeding in his Corvette somewhere around 156 miles per hour, going north on Rainbow Boulevard when he veered into the right lane near Spring Valley Parkway, slamming into the back of a Toyota RAV4, causing the SUV to burst into flames, trapping the driver inside. The woman died at the scene. Police say Ruggs showed signs of impairment. He now faces charges of DUI resulting in death and reckless driving. Ruggs has been released by the Raiders, who, along with the NFL, expressed their condolences to the family of the woman who died in that crash. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo says all the department employees who have died from COVID-19 were unvaccinated. Talking at the Nevada Republican gathering in Las Vegas, Lombardo says he has no plans, however, to mandate vaccines for Metro employees. They can make their own minds.
On time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
You're really sluggish on that transition ramp. Those leaving Interstate 15 northbound, merging over to 515 eastbound, you're getting caught up in that bridge reconstruction work there at the Spaghetti Bowl, and it's sluggish through there too. 515 eastbound at Main and 515 west at Pecos.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two. Good to have you with us. It's Live and Local, our brand new time slot, noon till 3. I'm so excited about it. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up at 3 o'clock here on AM 670 KMCQ. As you know, we care a lot about our veterans. We desperately care about these people that have made a huge sacrifice, they and their families. And we were supposed to be fulfilling a promise, but we're really not. In a lot of ways, there have been investigative reports that have found that some VA facilities around the country are involuntarily canceling appointments and then inaccurately calculating appointment wait times, resulting in veterans waiting too long for care. On top of that, they aren't properly being referred to community care. Why is that happening? And how do we get the VA to stop doing it? Let's check in with Leo Garcia, Coalition's Director for the Concerned Veterans for America. He joins us. Leo, thanks for your service. Thank you for being a part of our show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Kevin. Yes, this is an ongoing situation, and it has to be over with. We're just learning that the VA executives are going to try to receive a bonus for work that is not being done. We need to get our backlog down to zero in making sure our veterans are being seen by quality doctors. There's a law in place, the Mission Act, which allows the veteran to go outside to get community care if they're eligible to, if they meet that 20-day requirement, or the 28 for specialty, or they live 30 minutes away from a VA facility. I myself ran into this issue back earlier this summer. I wanted to see a primary doctor. On June 24th, I went into the VA, physically went inside the VA, and asked for an appointment. The woman said, we can get you one on the 27th, and I was pretty excited. I'm like, wow, that's only 3 days. Well, it turned out it was July 27th, and I told her, I said, well, that's over 30 days. So I was waiting for this individual to give me the options going outside to get community care. I stood there and waited and waited and waited, and then finally I interjected and said, hey, what about some other options like telemedicine? She goes, oh, yeah, we can do that for you. So I got an appointment on June 27th rather than July 27th. So if just seeing a primary doctor I'm having issues with, I can just imagine what some of our other veterans are dealing with. We have some veterans that have some serious illnesses, and if the VA is not allowing them to go outside to get the quality care that they need, these veterans will start to be dying off. And this can't be happening.
No, absolutely. Explain for those that are not in the military or families of the military what the VA Mission Act was and is.
Okay, so back in 2018, the VA Mission Act was passed into law, which allows a veteran to go outside the VA to get quality care. Community care. So if you make an appointment to see a doctor, by law, they have to schedule an appointment for you within 20 days. And if they can't schedule you a doctor's appointment within that 20 days, then you can go outside. You're eligible to go outside to get community care. And if it's a specialty appointment, you have 28 days. And then also, if you're traveling 30 minutes or more to a VA appointment, you're eligible to go outside the VA for community care. You know, like people that live in LA or in Chicago, traveling 30 minutes, you can be stuck in traffic for a half hour just trying to just get going 1 mile. And I've lived in Chicago, so I know the struggles of traveling to go to make appointments. But that's what is set in place. This is a bill that CBA has fought for, and we helped get passed into law.
Let me ask you, Concerned Veterans for America has been very, very vocal on this particular issue, but what is it exactly that you want to do? I've been hearing that you're advocating for a VA bonus freeze. How extensive do you want this thing to be?
Well, we wanted to be able to have our local officials and the VA community, the VA executives understand that, hey, we've got a problem here. We don't want to repeat what happened in Arizona in 2014, where they had a backlog that was hidden, and 40 veterans died on that watch. And what we're asking is for the community to make them aware by signing a petition at our page, which is CVACompleteTheMission.com. If they would go there and sign that petition, and we would like to have our elected officials see that there is a problem in the VA. I've spoken to some of our elected officials here in Southern Nevada, and I made them aware that this is an ongoing problem, and it has to stop.
Are the VA officials, are they? We know they're aware of the problem. Do they acknowledge that there is a problem, and are they looking for a fix?
At this time, I really don't know. I know some of the doctors, not here, but I know some places across the country have told their patients that they were instructed by the VA not to let the veterans outside the community to get community care. And it's all about a money issue. What's happening is the money is going out the door for these get community care, and so the VA facilities that we have in place right now are suffering the consequences. So what they want to do is redirect those patients back to the VA so that money stays within the VA rather going outside. So what we really want is true choice, where you can really just wake up in the morning. If you have an issue that you've been dealing with, a health issue, you can just go to that doctor rather than go to the VA and let them be the gatekeeper. And that's what it's coming down to.
So you do favor, though, a VA bonus freeze, that if they're not going to get their numbers in line, they're not going to get the bonus. Is that roughly what you're saying?
That's what we're looking to do.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Very, very quickly, if folks want to connect with you, if they want to find out more about what's going on here, Concerned Veterans for America, an amazing organization, how do they go about doing it?
They can reach us at CV4A.org. That's for concernedveteransforamerica.org, and they can go to our homepage, or they can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or they can go to our iVolunteer page and sign up to be an advocate. And also, we have two events coming up, one that's going to teach the community about the VA Mission Act. Believe it or not, there are active duty members that are getting out of the service that are not aware of the VA Mission Act, whether they're not retaining this material or this information when they're leaving the military and going into civilian life. They need to be aware of what what their benefits are with this Mission X. So we're putting that on at our office on November 10th between 6 and 8. I welcome all the veterans to come out to our office, and we can talk more about the VA Mission X. And also, that's going to be on November 10th, the day, day before Veterans Day, which November 10th is the Marines' birthday. So we're going to have a little celebration for the Marines. And then on November 11th, we're going, the CVA is going to be in the Veterans Day Parade. I encourage all the veterans to come out and celebrate. If you want to join us in the parade, please reach out to me. I'll give you my phone number, which is 702-622-4037, and I can give you all that information of where to meet up and also of where you can find out more information about the CVA, our events. Everything that we do is free. So I encourage everyone to come out and learn more about what's going on, and get here. Let's hear your voice. Let the elected officials know that, hey, these are things that we fought for, and we don't want our veterans, brothers and sisters, to fall ill and pass away because they're not getting the quality care that they need.
I second that. Leo, thank you so much, man. I appreciate all you do for our veterans. Thank you so much for coming on with us. We'll talk with you again soon, I promise.
Thank you. You have a great day.
That's Leo Garcia, Coalition's Director for Concerned Veterans for America. I want to take you live now to the White House. The president is speaking about the disappointing night which occurred last night in Virginia.
The price of the drugs they have to get because Medicare will be able to negotiate and lower the price of drugs. If they pass my legislation, they're going to see that nobody, and some of you who have children in daycare or children in child care, you're paying up to $14,000 a year if you live here. You will never have to pay that much money if you live in Washington or wherever you live. No more than 7% of your income. They're going to see that they'll get tax breaks, genuine tax breaks. If that's Trump, to tell them I'm busy. bad joke, but anyway, but the point is that we have to move and make it clear that what we've done is increasing their look. People need a little breathing room. They're overwhelmed, and what happened was I think we have to just produce results for them to change their standard of living and give them a little more breathing room.
What's your message, though, for Democratic voters, especially Black voters, who see Republicans running on race, education, lying about critical race theory, and they're worried that Democrats don't have an effective way to push back on that?
Well, I think that the whole answer is just to speak the truth, lay out where we are. Look, I'm convinced that if you look at everything from my view on criminal justice system to my view on equal opportunity to my view on economic issues and all the things I have and what I've been pushing in legislation, each of the elements are overwhelmingly popular. We have to speak to them, though. We have to speak to them and explain them. Look, I just think people are at a point, and it's understandable, where there's a whole lot of confusion. Everything from, are you going to ever get COVID under control? To, are my kids going to be in school? Are they going to be able to stay in school? To, whether or not I'm going to get a tax break that allows me to be able to pay for the needs of my kids and my family. And they're all things that that I'm running on, but we'll run on, and I think we'll do fine. This ought to be good.
I think so, too. About the way forward, Mr. President, as you were leaving for your overseas trip, there were reports that were surfacing that your administration is planning to pay illegal immigrants who are separated from their families at the border up to $450,000 each, possibly $1 million per family. Do you think that might incentivize more people to come over illegally?
If you guys keep sending that garbage out, yeah. But it's not true.
So this is a garbage report?
Yeah.
Okay.
So $450,000 per person. Is that what you're saying?
That was separated from a family member at the border under the last administration.
That's not going to happen.
Okay, and then just a follow-up, because you mentioned Trump a couple times. When you went to try to help Terry McAuliffe in a couple weeks ago, before you left, you mentioned Trump 24 times. Do you still think that voters really want to hear you talking about Trump more than the issues affecting them every day?
Well, the reason I mentioned Trump, if I didn't count the times, is because the issues he supports are affecting their lives every day, and they're a negative impact on their lives. Thank you all very much.
So there you have it, the President of the United States, a news conference at the White House. It was designed to be, in the beginning, just his comments, not on Virginia, but on the fact that now 5 to 11-year-old children are being vaccinated, even as we speak. Whether it has reached Nevada, we don't know, but I'm sure we'll find out. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. And by the way, that is just another example of why we want to put the live back into live and local. That was the White House live, the president, a news conference. Peter Ducey asked the last question, as you might expect. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt, and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Dr. Michael Allsweet is a director of emergency medicine in Las Vegas. We asked him to report on COVID-19 in his community.
Well, unfortunately, we are seeing an epidemic among the non-vaccinated people.
This year, we have a lot more people who are younger, who are in the prime of life, even some children that have come in with COVID and rather severe symptoms. COVID-19 is a lethal disease, and if you survive it, a large number of those people will go on to have long, lingering symptoms, kidney trouble, heart problems.